Alrighty, look. I have always thought that it's awfully pretentious and a little bit stupid and arrogant when the band goes backstage and tries to drink about 8 beers and shoot all their heroin and stuff and make y'all go one more song. It's kind of cheesy, isn't it? We do have to give everybody time to pee, though. Y'all want to hear a couple more songs or not? Well, here, look. You're here, we're here, let's make the most of it. This next song that we're going to do is a song that's on our new record, a record that we call Weapons of Grass Destruction. It should have just come out here in the U.S. about a week ago. I don't know. I don't know if it hasn't. I don't trust record companies. But at any rate, the song is about, well, it all came to be. Every band in the world has something called a rider that tells you what it means is every band in the world sends out a piece of paper or a stack of paper to the venue that they're going to play at before they get there to tell the people what they want in the dressing room and what they want in the way of PA and stuff. And this is called a rider. If you want to see some absolutely ridiculous riders, you can go to a website called thesmokinggun.com. Get a bottle of whiskey or wine or whatever it is you like to drink. It's a whole evening's entertainment. If you want to see what ZZ Top or Metallica or Alanis Morissette want in their dressing room, it's all up there. And some of these people really get ridiculous about what they want in their dressing room. Like these Van Halen guys. They want bowls of M&M's sitting everywhere with all the brown ones taken out. Now, me personally, I don't want some roadie guy who's been wiping his bottom and not washing his hands to be digging in the M&M's I'm going to eat. But we don't even want no M&M's. We want four things. A case of ale, a case of lager, four monitor mixes that are bi-amp, which means they're loud, and enough ice to keep that cold. That's all we ask for. What else do you need? Barry Manilow wants white carpet in his dressing room. New white carpet. Because he wants to walk around barefoot. And if the carpet is white, he knows it's clean. Yeah. We want a case of ale, a case of lager, four bi-amp monitor mixes, which we don't have here tonight, but it's all right, and enough ice to keep it cold. That's all we're asking for. And you would be surprised how many people can fuck that up. There was one time that we were in a place called Oslo, Norway, and this guy shows up, no beer. He's got 12 bottles of sparkling Spanish wine.
Damn.
Now, we're not George Michael or Elton John here. I may be as fat as Elton John, but I ain't gay like him. So me and Dale started singing The Rider at this promoter. We started singing it. We sang it for like 30 minutes. Until he finally showed up with our beer. And then we decided maybe we ought to go ahead and write a whole song about this experience. Because there are so many bands out there singing all these songs about how hard it is to be a musician. And how hard it is to be on the road. Love me when I'm gone. Turn the page. It makes me want to put somebody through the fucking wall. It really does. I really do like my job. And thank y'all all for coming out here tonight and giving me